Selvin, on that third down by Jay Cohen, do you think he got the first down?
Which third down?
You know, right before the field goal there, the mad dash. Were you on the field then when Cutler ran the ball and it looked close and then the field goal unit just ran onto the field and kicked the field goal and tied up the same low team?
Oh, yeah. You know, it seemed like he did, but, you know, the clock was running. You get the first down, the clock don't stop in the NFL. I think we were out of timeout, so, you know, the best thing we could have done was to try to spike the ball and then try to go for another play. But, I mean, hey, we get the opportunity to tie the game and go to overtime and try to get a victory. So, you know, I feel like that was the best scenario for us.
The reason why I ask that is if you get the first down, they measure. You might have one more shot at the end zone, and who knows, you might win in regulation.
Yeah, you know, possibilities, but, you know, it's kind of hard when you're playing each play for that play. You know, clock is against you. Momentum was against us, you know, for a while, and we started to get it back and was fighting hard. And, you know, I feel like that was the best scenario right there at that point in time with what we had to work with. Field goal, try to go to overtime and try to, you know, make a play.
Did you feel comfortable in your first start?
Yeah, I felt real comfortable. You know, I felt a little a little breathing. Techniques I got to learn, you know, early in the game. It's been a long time since I carried a load for a team, so, you know, but I feel like I sunk in, and, you know, I feel like the future's going to be bright, you know, as long as I continue to, you know, get a chance to help myself.
It seemed like they usually have a multi-purpose back. A lot of carries, threw you the ball about 6-7 times.
Yeah, you know, it was fun being utilized, you know, all my abilities. You know, as always, a few plays you can go look back and say I could have done harder. But, you know, one thing I did feel like I left everything out there I had. So allows me to sleep at night and go to sleep tonight and come back ready to go tomorrow.
What's it feel like losing like that?
What does it feel like losing?
Like that.
Man, I can't stand losing, period. I'm probably the sorest loser around here. You know, when I lose, I go home and I feel sad, and I even go run in the middle of the night. Wondering if I could have done something, I could have been in a little bit more shape, or I could have done a little something to help win. But, you know, I always feel like I got to think to myself, what can I do to help this team, and then go out there and try to do it for the next week. So I feel like if everybody had that same mindset, you know, it won't be too many more L's.
Selvin, when did you find out you were starting, and did you get time to get nervous about it, and you feel first NFL starting all that?
Yeah, you know, there's really no such thing as getting nervous with me. It's all about can you do it or can you not. You know, if you're prepared or you're not prepared, I feel like I've been preparing for a very long time to play football and to go out and be able to perform and have fun and at least play and look like I belong on the NFL field with a team. So, you know, it was a tough loss today, but I really feel like guys are going to bounce back. And, you know, when you fight hard like that, I mean, you got to be able to get some breaks your way.
When did you find out about the start? Was it today?
Yep.
How long before the game?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Trav didn't practice all week. I mean, in my mind, I was ready to go, you know, regardless if they came to me and said, Selvin, you're starting or Selvin, you're not starting. No one, they never told me that I was starting, and didn't have to tell me I was starting.
Oh, okay,
so, you know, I feel like coaches have belief in me, and, you know, they believe in me, and I can get the job done if I was in the situation to do it, and I feel like I went and tried to give everything I had today.
When you hear the words Brett Favre.
Great player. I mean, he's what this game is about. You know, he's been doing this and comebacks. I've been watching comebacks since I was a little kid and enjoying what he brings to the game. Fun to be on the same field with someone who's a legend, considered, you know, to be in the Hall of Fame, is going to be inducted and stuff like that. You know, just that fight. I mean, he was there fighting until the last tick on that clock. And, you know, that's something that I always wanted to be able to do, was just fight until the clock says zero and fall out on the middle of the field. So I feel like I did that today. I didn't fall out, but I left everything out there I had. So I can sleep good and get ready for the next week.
On 3rd and 2, down at the goal line at the end of the fourth quarter, you had almost punched it in just a couple of plays earlier. Were you disappointed you didn't get a chance to carry the football right then?
No disappointments. You know, I'm all for being a puzzle piece to the big puzzle we have. And I'm a pawn playing my role. And you know, when I did get the opportunity to get in there, I tried and I fought hard as I could and came up short. And, you know, in my mind, I'm going to think I need to get and do something a little bit more to get in the end zone. I don't care how many people I may miss or what the play looked like. It looked good, but to me, in my head, I didn't get in the end zone, so I'm disappointed about that, but always willing to fight another play.
Thanks, Selvin.
Thanks, Selvin.
Selvin, you were real successful catching the ball in the backfield. Is that something you guys were really stressing this week in practice?
Not necessarily. You know, it's all about making plays. I mean, you know, when you have pass plays, you're going to have routes for the back coming out of the backfield, and it's all about execution and, you know, catching the ball, looking it in, and trying to make a play. And I felt like I was trying to do my best tonight.
Something you look good out there.
I felt good. I felt fluid. You know, I felt like I belong on the football field today, and something I could build on.
I'll say there's one thing you can remember, a future Hall of Famer like Brett Favre, you're out on the field the same time he was out there, and you saw the old guy still has it.
He still got it. You know, he do. Dude was making plays, and he still got that old crazy handoff he does, whether it's a flip or a reaching hand. I mean, that's backyard football at its finest, you know, with a little structure to it and gunsling all in one.
And when you made that big run, I know you thought you were gone, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought I was gone. I seen the flag. I felt a little slow motion going on, but, you know, we got to make plays, and we got to cut down on the penalties, and we got to punch it in when we get the opportunity.
And next week is Detroit?
And next week is Detroit, and, hey, I mean, I'm playing it by ear. You know, I go to practice every day. I go to work every day ready to go no matter what it is.